let me realize, figure out, I'll get, bring up my calendar on my phone.
I'd like to call, order the Town of Montville Town Council Public Hearing for January 12th at 2026 at 6:30 PM. Call to order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Here.
Here.
Favor.
Here.
Here, I mean.
Here.
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 Sorry, Agnes.
All right. The Town of Montville Notice of Ordinance Hearing. The following ordinance, copies of which may be obtained from the office of the town clerk during office hours, was introduced at a regular meeting of the town council held December 8th, 2025, and a public hearing thereon and for its consideration by the town council will be held at the town hall council chambers January 12th, 2026 at 6:30 PM. The complete ordinance can be obtained from the town clerk's office, and it's been there for your reading. I just want to say this is a policy as authorized. Under Connecticut State Section 14, Tech 39, the police chief and the police commission, it should read the police public safety commission, have become concerned with unregistered and unsafe vehicles use in Montville. Therefore, all terrain vehicles, mini bikes, mini motorcycles, and dirt bikes on streets and public properties are prohibited. So before I get into fully open up the public hearing to the public, I just want to read something about tonight, and if you could keep your comments. There was an incident that happened in September 27, 2024, and the parent requested that at tonight's public hearing that we don't discuss that in any detail. This ordinance has nothing to do about that situation, and out of respect for the family, that I would like this council and the public to honor that. And so please focus all your discussion on operational impacts and things that happened with this ordinance, and not the incident happened on September 27th. So if I could ask you not to bring that into this discussion, I'd really appreciate it. So at this time, I'd like to open up the remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Please state your name for the record and discussion of the ordinance that we're going to vote on later.
That is where we stand up, or we walk up there behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I am here to speak on behalf of someone that's out of state, and I'm going to read her email to me. My name is Melanie Atwater Young, Chapel Hill Road. I am submitting this testimony on the proposed ordinance on the all-terrain vehicles. I support the overarching concept of this proposal. For many years on Chapel Hill, I have witnessed the following trespass with ATV vehicles on private property: speeding on roads, popping wheelies, and riding on back wheels for some distance. Reckless, disrespectful, and dangerous behaviors. My concern is with Police Chief Blanchett's statement, the setting up of some type of magistrate system within the town. Source, the day paper, December 31st, 25, by Sophia Acosta Silver, day staff writer. What would such a magistrate system entail? Who would be involved with said system? What would the cost be to operate such system? And what the proposed process for those charged under the ordinance look like? In closing, I support the concept with reservations. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Nicholas Manavis. I was born and raised in Montville. I'm speaking today as a father and landowner in opposition to the proposed ATV ordinance. First off, I just wanted to thank the council, Mayor Bunnell, and Chief Blanchette for hearing my concerns regarding the ordinance over the past week. Everyone I spoke to was respectful and reasonable. I am happy we were able to have positive discourse on the subject. My opposition to this ordinance is multifaceted. I will start with what I view as the most egregious proposal. I am a landowner. I encourage friends and family, especially children, to use my property as a place to recreate with ATVs and dirt bikes. This proposal would require all users, including my own children, to carry a permission slip with them at all times, punishable by seizure of the ATV or dirt bike. Well, we can agree that the guys coming from Hartford and Massachusetts and down Route 32 on stolen machines doing wheelies is a concern to all of us. And frankly, it's disgusting, and it really upsets me that that happens. But I believe this rule is more likely to affect people like my friend Maverick. Maverick is 12 years old and just saved money for almost 2 years to buy a quad. And this law would allow an officer to seize his machine if he happens to forget his papers while riding on my land. I would like to explain further, but I have a 3-minute limit, so I'm going to move on. Current state law allows for riders to cross roads at a 90-degree angle. This is how I access my property. Our new ordinance would make this illegal, punishable by fines up to $2,000, and you guessed it, having my machine seized. While I will continue to do this, regardless of the ordinance passing or not, I'm asking the town council to not make me a criminal. I believe we need to ask ourselves if this law is more likely to affect the good neighbor in the Heights who's plowed out his neighbor after a snowstorm, or the street takeover crowd who you should be targeting. We all understand that due to the Police Accountability Act, police cannot pursue the people who we want to punish. And the criminals know this. They don't stop now, and they won't stop if this law is passed. Finally, I want to make some quick statements on the legal side of this. Use of ATVs and dirt bikes is already heavily regulated in the state of Connecticut. And the state law allows police to levy a number of fines that can climb into the thousands of dollars for riding on public roads. Once again, the issue isn't a lack of laws. It's a lack of criminals pulling over. This ordinance will not fix this. I believe state statute 14-390M actually makes a large part of this ordinance illegal. It states that only towns with a population of over 20,000 people can seize machines that are riding on public property. A public act 25-80, an act in regard to street takeovers that has allowed municipalities to enforce stricter rules. And this act is the reason why we are all here in the first place. So this is what allowed this ordinance to take place. That act specifically calls out statutes 14-379 to 14-389, all of which address riding on the road.
Finish.
A 14-390 falls outside of that. I can provide a copy. Am I allowed to approach?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Manavis.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you very much. Good job, by the way.
Thank you, Nick.
Remarks from the public?
Hi, I'm Caitlin Martinez of 55 Haven Court. I am speaking in opposition of the ATV ordinance. I am a wife and a mother of two sons. ATV riding is a bonding experience for my family and I. I have found that with my children riding, it teaches them laser-sharp focus, decision-making, and problem-solving skills. It boosts their confidence and their resilience. It keeps them off screens. It keeps them active with the physical benefits. It activates mechanical skills and their safety and risk assessment skills. That is all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello there. Everybody hear me?
Yep.
My name's Daniel. I've lived in town about 8 years. And I would like to kind of echo the statements that the first gentleman made. I agree with him. I agree and understand the intent of this is probably to mostly stop the street takeover things, which are horrible. I did not grow up in Montville. I grew up spending a lot of time in Maine. You know, when I was a little kid that got, you know, a little electric ATV when I was young, and I really have enjoyed it since. And I agree that I love Connecticut, but you have to go all the way up north to be able to ride. You know, there's no outlet unless you have a lot of money and a lot of land. There's no outlet for people to ride. If you have a friend that has land or something like that, that's fine. And I am very much in agreement that I'm afraid that the way that this is currently written, I don't know if there's still things that are going to be added to it. It looks like some of the sections are not yet populated, which I understand it could be a work in progress. But the way it's currently written, it like, okay, you know, $1,000 fine if you're caught on the road. But seizing something that really means a lot to some people that might have been handed down by their father, just over a simple misunderstanding, you know, plowing your neighbor's driveway or crossing 90 degrees, you know, crossing a road very quickly. I just hope that some thought is put into provisions for things such as that, you know, farm use, something. I realize it's probably not targeting that, but I'm very concerned with how this is currently written. You need to at least give people an outlet or a place to go, and Connecticut has none of that. And if you can't afford to drive all the way north to do that, you're not left with many options. So I guess that's most of my points. I just hope that more thought is given to this and that it doesn't punish the wrong people. Because I know I help out my neighbors, and you know, just plowing your mailbox at the end of your driveway or something, technically you'd lose your vehicle and it would either get sold at auction or destroyed by the town. You know, I hope more thought is given to this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brittany Hatfield. I'm also a property owner in town. My son is Maverick, who Nicholas spoke about earlier. He worked really hard to save money to get his first quad, and the thought of it getting taken because he went down the street to plow our elderly neighbor's driveway is absurd to me. To be able to have a permission slip to ride on his uncle's property is scary to me if he forgets something like that. And you know, this brand new machine he finally acquired, it's taken away, that he had no ability to get it back. We just want our kids to be safe and have fun. They are no means these reckless riders riding down on the streets popping wheelies. They're always in helmets, safe gear. Like Caitlin said, it's a very bonding experience for them, and we just don't want to see their machines taken. We want them to have a safe place to ride, especially on our own properties that we own. Take that into consideration. These are kids, not criminals. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Anthony Kobeluk. I am against the whole thing. I was thinking maybe to reconsider the whole fact of going against everything. As some other people said here, these street takeovers, they're really not up our alley, but there's also other ways to go about this. There's a lot of, like the other gentleman here said, up in Maine, New Hampshire, they actually ride down the roads and everybody's in law, has to take programs. My son here, when he was 12 years old, he was able to take a course and actually be legally able to ride down the road with supervision of his father, which is me. Maybe there's something that we could do. Maybe if you have your machine registered and insured, you can maybe ride around if you guys would take that into consideration. You know, it's there's other ways to go about it instead of taking everybody's machines, impounding them, charging them thousands of dollars, again, for what we take pride in having and we've worked hard for. I just, maybe you guys take into consideration that there is other ways to go about this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dylan Troxel, over 163 Montville, Connecticut. I'm here to say that I oppose this ATV ordinance. It adds an additional unnecessary layer of bureaucracy to the town government. There are already multiple redundant state laws on this that criminals don't follow. Any of the takeover folks won't even know that this ordinance passes if we did do it. And another downside would be the town would have to handle some administrative resources to handle appeals and any documentation on this, which I just think is another unnecessary burden to the town.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Nate Martinez. I live at 55 Hale Haven Court. I oppose this as it's written, specifically within the penalty section, subsection 3. Here it says that any police officer that observes any person in violation may detain the person for purposes, et cetera, et cetera. Question is with the lack of specificity. So in how does the officer determine whether or not someone's in violation? Or has the permission slip? At what point do they need the same stuff they need when they pull you over, such as reasonable, articulable suspicion that you are indeed actually breaking that law and you don't? Do they automatically have to assume that everybody riding is guilty of it, in which case I feel like that kind of violates a fairly fundamental right that we all enjoy? Furthermore, it somewhat reduces officer discretion on the scene. Here it says, any all-terrain vehicle, mini bike, mini motorcycle, or dirt bike used in violation shall be seized by any police officer. Not maybe, not subject to officer discretion or a hearing by a magistrate. It shall be, and it shall be sold at auction for the town. So that removes the officer's discretion for, say, somebody who's plowing out their neighbor's driveway in a snowstorm to then say, well, I understand, you're still in violation, you still have to pay this ticket, but I'm not going to seize your machine today. I think that is well within the officer's discretion and their wisdom to be able to make that that choice on the fly. That's kind of all I have to say. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, I am Kimberly Manavis, proud mother of Nicholas. And I've been a Montville resident for 37 years. I am here to oppose this ordinance as well. Like a lot of people here tonight have said, this is not gonna stop or deter any of the criminals from actually doing these, you know, crazy things down the streets. It's not really, it doesn't, it's not gonna, this ordinance is not gonna affect that. So do we really have the time, or are we gonna burden our police officers with having to go around and monitor, do people have permission slips, notes? Is that in the best interest of the town of Montville to do this? When the actual crime is, the actual people doing these things, it's not gonna do anything for. So I just wanna let you know I'm opposition of this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else wishing to speak? All right. One more time. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. All right. Hearing none. Remarks from the councilors. I'll start with Councilor Southard.
Thank you all for coming out tonight. You all make really good points. And, you know, some things I question too. I believe that underlying the ordinance is a good thing. However, I do agree it needs to be tweaked in some ways, 100%. And I think that we can come up with something that is good for everybody in town, good for all of you. I agree. You had me at keeps them off screens. So important. And not meant to punish the wrong people. So you've given me a lot to think about, and I want to thank you all for that.
Councilor Jaskowitz?
Same thing, folks. Thank you for coming in and being very nice about giving your opinions, especially in today's environment, believe me. Mm-hmm. You're very nice, and I really, really respect that. Thank you. The other thing, I think you can feel that the intent of this was really for safety for everybody. And I understand what you say, but I don't think the intent was to take things away from the kids and all that stuff. I think the real intent was to protect everybody, you, your kids, in this issue. But maybe, because you've come up with some good points, it's something that we'll have to go back and look at. But we'll work with the chief, who's done a good job for us, and his real intent is to protect us all. But thank you for what you've done.
Thanks, Karen.
Again, I'd like to echo what the other two counselors have said. And thank you all for coming out. To Nicholas, you're pretty bright. You had an awesome conversation with you. You brought up so many points. That's really good. But this is what it's about, coming out, telling us what you think. We go back to the drawing board. If we have to tweak it, we have to tweak it. But that's what it's about, is listening to all of you and listen to the children, too. But thank you very much, everybody, for coming out tonight and speaking up.
Councilor Novak?
Yes, I want to thank you all for coming tonight, too. This is the most people I've seen in one of my town council meetings. I agree with a lot of the points that you're making. I feel this ordinance was built to keep all residents safe on the street. I don't think by any means the police are going to come on your private property and see if you have a note in your wallet. I don't think that's the intent of this. So with all of your suggestions, I think we can come back and make this ordinance a little better for you all. Thank you.
Councilor Big.
Yes, thank you all for coming tonight. And I echo the comments of all the counselors sitting here at the table. I don't believe as well that the true intent of this was just to go out and start dropping the hammer on each and every individual that's behaving themselves. This is not just a town issue. It's a state issue. It's a national issue. So, and it's not getting any better. Obviously, we all read about it in the paper every day. And I think all we're trying to do is establish a framework that ensures that everyone operating these vehicles is doing it in a safe, respectful, and lawful manner. That's what I think the true intent of this is. Nobody's trying to take anybody's personal rights, anybody's enjoyment, or anybody's recreational abilities away from you, not as far as I'm concerned. There was a lot of good points brought up about areas in the ordinance that we need to review. And I think that brainstorming this and working together as a council, we can accomplish that. But we need something. We need a framework for those who are not playing well in the sandbox to be able to tell them enough is enough. We're not going to take it anymore. I've had a lot of phone calls from people that want this supported, but there's been, let's see, eight up here that are opposed to it for various reasons that were well articulated. So, again, thank you. We've got a lot to think about, a lot to discuss, and hopefully we can make this a working document that gives the police department, and everybody involved the teeth to make the right decisions and do something with the people that are not abiding with the law.
Councilor Sebelia?
No, I just want to say thank you guys all for coming. Really, this is how it's supposed to work. We want to hear from you. Like, we're elected to be your representatives, so I'm glad you all came out and shared your concerns. And really, some of the concerns you brought up, it was kind of like weed stuff that we necessarily didn't think about. So it's nice hearing your perspectives, and I think there still needs to be a little bit of work on this ordinance, and I appreciate you guys all coming out and talking to us about it.
I just want to also thank everyone coming out. This is, I'm glad that the word got out that, and people came to public hearing. We have a lot of public hearings where people don't show up, and it's for us. We need to hear the feedback from the public. You elected us, we listened to you, and that's quite frankly why we're glad you guys came out tonight. So I do appreciate you bringing up some very good points. One of the things, the reason why this was brought here December 8th to be brought before a public hearing was there was a lot of people saying that we need to do something about the illegal ATV use. Many of the things you guys talked about tonight is actually legal ATV use that we don't want to lose that ability for you guys to do that. So I'm really glad you guys pointed that out. But we will at some point be looking at all the illegal activity of people running up down the streets, doing wheelies. I personally watched an accident almost happened right in front of Brown Derby, a guy doing wheelies, and almost ran over a guy on a Harley. It was really weird. And there's not a lot. I don't know if this rule will do it, but it was certainly, if he was doing something or they were doing something, you know, they should have some repercussions for doing something illegal on public roadways. So I really do want to thank everyone for coming out. It was very civil, and we appreciate all your comments.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to comment. If I could comment, as your mayor, I can assure you that no one is going to be out there looking for violations. 42 years in the police department, I can tell you, and I'm sure that the chief and the lieutenant will support me on this, that we act on complaints. We don't go out looking for that stuff. And as far as there are statutes that apply here, yes, there are statutes that apply. But if you read the ordinance itself, there's many things in there that are not covered in the state statutes, such as someone knowingly allowing it to happen. That's not in the state statutes. This provides additional language for us to respond to complaints, not for us to go out and look for things. We're really on your side. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right.